There's some crime-related news in February of 78 as serial killer Ted Bundy is captured in Pensacola, Florida. Meanwhile, the Hillside Strangler, a mass murderer prowling Los Angeles, claims a 10th and final victim. Film director Roman Polanski skips bail and flees to France to avoid sentencing after pleading guilty to charges of engaging in sex with a 13-year-old girl. It's Artie's Time Warp.
Hey, how about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Thank you.
February 78, the Grammys, hosted by John Denver, recognize accomplishments by musicians from 1977. Record of the Year, The Eagles' Hotel California. Best Arrangement for Voices goes to The Eagles for New Kid in Town. Album of the Year, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Song of the Year goes to Barbara Streisand and Paul Williams for Evergreen, Love Theme from A Star is Born. Debbie Boone claims Best New Artist. James Taylor grabs Best Pop Vocal Performance Male for Handyman, Best Pop Performance by a Group, the Bee Gees for How Deep Is Your Love, and Best Pop Instrumental goes to John Williams for the Star Wars soundtrack. I mentioned that it's a big month for the Bee Gees. They have 3 songs of their own in the top 40. Barry Gibb has written a song for his brother Andy that's on the charts this month, and the guys are backing up Samantha Sang as well. And let's check out another Bee Gees tune right now on Artie's Time Warp, February of 78.
Yeah.
Artie's Time Warp, the best music on record.
Government news in February of 78, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and President Carter discussed the Middle East peace process in D.C. Muriel Humphrey, wife of the late Senator Hubert Humphrey, assumes his office. And U.S. Senate proceedings are broadcast on the radio for the first time. It's Artie's Time Warp.
Space.
Artie's Time Warp will continue in February of 78 with more music and memories. Stay tuned.